Hey y'all, today we're going to be talking about trust and disrespectfully respected.
And how you feel about trust and what trust means to people. Because to me, I see a lot of situations today that lack trust. But with trust, to me, it has to be earned. It's not given. And that's a major concern because people aren't willing to earn your trust or earn anyone's trust. Like I always say, it's a big deal. But how do you feel about trust?
I feel like it's well needed in any type of relationship. Either a friendship or a romantic relationship. You need it because that's basically the whole foundation in the relationship. Without no trust, there's really no bond. Because you can love somebody, but that doesn't mean you trust them.
Right.
So, because people can break your trust. But like my mom said, trust is earned, it's not given. You can't just, like, oh yeah, I trust this person without even knowing them. You have to get to know them, get to know their ways, get to know their sneaky ways, their negative ways. You got to get to know them overall as a person. You can't just be like, oh yeah, I trust you. It's not what works.
Right, and trust is a big issue in today's world to me, because it's like you go through situations and things in life and you meet and interact with different people, and some people you gain a trusting for because you feel as though you can trust them. And then at any moment, in any given time, they could just betray that trust, break that trust, destroy that trust, take that trust for granted, or even use and abuse that trust. And to me, that's an issue. You know, trusting each other is deep, and it should be innate. It should be... We should be able to trust and give our trust to other people and know that it is safe with them and as us to other people. You know, we got to build trust with people and be loyal to the trust that people give and put into us, you know, and not take trust as it's a game or for granted. And to me, it's like a concern, you know, because you don't get trustworthy people. You get people that are willing to be disloyal, because to me, with loyalty and disloyalty comes trust and not being trustworthy, right?
Without trust, you're more vulnerable in this world, because have you ever heard the quote, it's not who stabs you in the... It's not that somebody stabs you in the back, it's when you turn your back and see who stabs you in the back. It's always the people that you least expect to stab you in your back or lose your trust, or the trust can never be found again. Because, say, if you invested all your time in this person, they just turn around and stab you in your back. And they're going to try to justify the reason and everything else. But the overall thing is, you can't trust everybody. And a lot of people just give their trust to anybody without having them earn it and everything else. And that's why a lot of relationships in this world go flop, because they put their trust into the wrong people. Or they'll get in a relationship with somebody and they'll trust that person at first, they fall off, and then they'll basically get into another relationship with the same exact person, just in a different body. And right. Keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Right, but to me, trust is sacred. It's special. It is something that's between, well, in relationships, two people, that creates a foundation for their life, depending on where they plan to take that relationship to. And there's not enough seriousness in the eyes of trust, you know? People don't trust with all they have. They only want to give half or some. But to me, trust should be wholehearted and whole devoted, you know, starting from within and then worked outward and transmit it to the ones who are deserving of your trust, you know? And some people need our trust so that they can gain trust in themselves. And that's when we submit ourselves to being vulnerable to people and people in the world. But sometimes that chance and that situation that we take to trust in other people, it could either make us or break us, inside and outward, You know, because once you lose trust, sometimes you question yourself. You know, are you worthy of trust? Is there trust within you to be worthy of? And that's a big thing to me. And I feel like if people learn how to heal each other and teach each other how to trust again, then as a whole, we can learn how to trust and we can put it into our relationships, which will help better our relationships in building trust within one another. And not just in relationships romantically or platonically, but in relationships in general, in every situation. You know, put good in so that we can be able to trust, because it's bothersome to feel like you can't trust the person next to you, or trust somebody you love, or trust people in general, because people don't always have the best interest in mind, and people don't always have the best desire at heart, and it has to be worked on. And I talk about the things that I feel are important, and a lot of things are very important, and today, to me, trust was a very important thing to talk about. It's been on my mind all day, and I want to speak about it, because it's very, very much important.
Alright, so, like my mom was saying, how trust is important. It is very important, because you need, like, one of the main things in a relationship, in any type of relationship that you have, or that you're having, you need trust. Without trust, there's no relationship. I don't care what anybody says, there's no relationship. If you don't trust that person, and you're in a relationship with them, it's going to cause problems, it's going to cause a whole lot of different things in your relationship. And sometimes the person in your relationship, they lose your trust, or you lose their trust based on what you did. And then throughout the whole relationship, there's no more trust. And then y'all do different things. Like, you might hurt each other, you might disrespect each other, you might do anything else. But everything is based off trust.
Right. Everything. And I believe that trust defines us. You know, it defines us as people, who we are, and who we are trusted to be, you know, in all walks of life. But that's all for tonight, and thank you for listening. Disrespectfully.
Respected.